Hi, everybody. Hey, I would just like to close with a poem by another poet, if that would be all right. And this has been just such a hard two or three years for so many people. It's been just one thing after another. And for people who have somebody who's at their back, who's what's the expression? Backed up by somebody. It can be sort of getting through it can be not so bad, but for folks who don't have that, it has to be awfully hard. And so I am grateful for this community. This poem goes out to everybody who's, you know, had moments in which they went, oh my gosh, I can't believe what else is going to happen here. And it's actually a poem by Lauren Russell from What's Hanging on the Hush. And she is, I have a couple of things in common. We both grew up in LA. We both have asthma. We're both nearsighted. And we both had a hell of a time with geometry. She had a poem here that I came across today about loneliness, which I think is something that we don't talk about very much. So I think if you have a chance to think of somebody who might be a little bit more on their own than they might like to be, this might be a good time to just reach out and say, how you doing? On loneliness. I am lonely because I could not learn to be a body. I was born upside down and could never balance on one foot. I was lonely because there were too many cherry popsicles. I was holding out for mango, and thus I missed the lesson of sucking up. I was there for the lesson on ventriloquism. Be careful when you transfer your voice to another. She might sell it on eBay. He might dump it into the compost bin. You might be like the Little Mermaid, lost outside your element, unable to speak to the handsome prince. That is how I feel at parties. But I never had a singing lobster to help me adjust. I am lonely because I shy away from lobsters. I saw them crammed together in the supermarket tank, desperate with their pincers bound. I was 14 when I became a vegetarian. I was 9 when I stopped watching TV. I'm lonely because I do not have a television. When someone talks about the latest reality show, I say, what's that? Who's that, actually? And I feel bored and superior. I was 15 when I read Lolita in the Bath, an advantage of contact lenses to be read in a room full of steam. I am lonely because I stopped wearing contact lenses. Some mornings, someone steps onto the fire escape and empties a bucket of bowl or bedpan or bamboo pot. I am always half asleep and myopic. Without my glasses, I cannot tell if the dumper is a man, woman, child, or angel. I am lonely because I never go out to the window to find out. Well, in 2 weeks. So Lauren Russell, she's teaching at Michigan State. She was the assistant director of the Center for African American Poetics, Poetry and Poetics at Pitt. And I sure miss her. She was just a great poet. I'd love to have her back. Tuesday, July the 12th, week 6, Heather McNaller, Richard St. John, right here, Angel Ellis, Danielle Obisi Orlu, and Don Wentworth. Thank you, everyone here at White Whale. Thank you to White Whale. Thank you, Zoom World. And hope to see you in 2 weeks. Take care out there. Okay.